Blog Talk Radio.
And God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, everything that we do. And we reach towards you, Jesus.
Surrendering all, and find.
Amen. How beautiful. And what a beautiful opportunity it is to be able to celebrate our King and to do it together and be a blessing to one another in the process as He's a blessing to us. Guys, I want to say thank you for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and it is Palm Sunday, and I have palms all over my desk here because it's important. It's so important that we remember what He's done for us and where He's been and where He's going. And you know, we need to make sure that we are part of the plan, that we're in it, you know. And if we're still trying to figure out, you know, what it is and who God wants us to be, you just need to surrender. Surrender those spirits of confusion and listen. Pray that God helps you to listen to Him and be able to acknowledge what He's trying to tell you. Open your heart to Him and give Him the opportunity to bless you wherever you may be. And for those who have already established themselves in that way, I pray that you, as a leader, will not only look forward, but look behind you and recognize your brothers and sisters need you and turn around and give them the hand of Christ and bring them forward. Let's never think that it's all about us, because it's not. It never has been and it never will be. It's only about Christ. So thank you guys for being the lovers of Christ and being passionate about Him. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio, tuning in and blessing us as we know, as we see, and as we feel your love for Christ. So thank you. Thank you so much. We love you. And so in this hour, we just want to just give it up to Him and learn more about Him and know who He is and get closer to Him, because we need to be closer to Him. We need to be closer. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for blessing us. Thank you, Jesus. Like a rushing wind. Please. Please, breathe within, Lord. Have your way. Have your way in me, in us. We love you. You're amazing. I want you guys to learn a little bit more about what Palm Sunday is about. So let's take a moment and learn a little bit more of what Palm Sunday is about, okay? And thank you for tuning in today. What a blessing it is to do this with you. I love you.
A prayer for Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, also called Passion Sunday, is the first day of Holy Week and the Sunday before Easter. It commemorates Jesus Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. We remember and celebrate the day Jesus entered into Jerusalem as Savior and King. As Jesus rode a donkey into the town of Jerusalem, a large crowd gathered and laid palm branches and their cloaks across the road, giving Jesus royal treatment. The crowd of people shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Palm Sunday is a reminder of the welcoming of Jesus into our hearts and of our willingness to follow him. Let us say this short Palm Sunday prayer to rejoice in the salvation offered to us through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, voluntarily giving his life to redeem us from sin. Let us pray. Loving God, we praise you in a special way today as we celebrate Palm Sunday. We give you thanks, for you are good, and your mercy is endless. Here we stand, at the start of this holy week. This week in which the Church remembers Jesus' passion and death. We thank you for what this day, Palm Sunday, stands for. The beginning of Holy Week, the start of the journey towards the power of the cross. The victory of the resurrection, and the rich truth that Jesus truly is our King of Kings. Abba Father, we thank you that your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, came humbly, riding on a donkey, proclaiming peace. When Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem, great crowds welcomed him by waving palm branches and shouting Hosanna. Loving God, give us joy in our hearts as we shout Hosanna, welcoming Jesus our King with palms, and celebrating all that we hope for as the Easter story unfolds. On this day of great rejoicing, Lord Jesus Christ, when we welcome you as our King and Savior, we also walk in the shadow of your cross. Strengthen our faith on this Palm Sunday, so that when the time comes to carry the cross, we will still call out to you with heartfelt praise. Give us the grace and courage to follow you this holy week from death to resurrection, from darkness to the fullness of light. You alone are the true King, the leader greater than all others. We give you praise and honor you, for your ways are righteous and true. We worship and adore you, for you are holy and just. Your love stands firm forever. Your loving kindness endures forever. We thank you that your ways are far greater than our ways, your thoughts far deeper than our thoughts. We thank you for hearing our prayers and knowing our hearts. Help us to stay strong and true to you. Help us not to follow after the voice of the crowds, but to press in close to you, to hear your whispers, and seek after you alone. Be with us as we begin our journey through Holy Week, that we may more closely align our lives with yours, that we may draw closer to you. Knowing suffering and death, yet remaining hopeful in the life you promise. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen.
so much. Guys, meditate on Christ and get close. just pray that we all recognize where we are and what's happening in our lives, just in our own community between you and God, between me and God. What's your position? Are you in this spiritual warfare? And are you on the side of the great I am? Are you with Jesus? Do you understand what is happening right in front of us, where friends are turning against friends, loved ones are turning against each other? What is that? Churches are turning against each other. People are acting in ways that is so unusual. And what we can do in Christ's name is to be a part of the body of Christ. Is to be in this with him as he is aware of your position at every moment. There's nothing to be ashamed about when it comes to Jesus, because he knows everything you've done. And he knows right what you're thinking. No need to be ashamed, because he loves you as you love your children and your children's children. God loves you right where you are. I beg of you to recognize the position and do something about it. Sit there and wonder and procrastinate and say, another time, another day, another place. No. Got your attention right now, right here and now. Pay attention. He's calling you to do your part. Oh, he loves you. And he loves me. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to talk about him and tell you how much I love him and how much he's done for me and how good he's been to me and blessed me and gave me an amazing mother and an amazing dad and my sisters. I feel so lucky to have that. And then I meet these wonderful people along the way, as I've met some very scary people along the way, but God kept me despite that. And it is so good, because so many have fallen without knowing him. If you fall and you know him, it's a whole nother story. But make sure that you are on his battlefield, that you are in line with Christ, that you are right there, and he knows that you love him. This is good for us. This is the time. This is the time. This is it. Make no mistake where you are. This is it. Thank you, Jesus. Think about it. Think about when he pulled you through situations. You can't even figure out how that happened. I don't know how I got here. Have you ever been driving and then you wake up and go, whoa, I don't remember how I got here? That is scary. You are here for a reason. There's a purpose on your life. Give God the opportunity to use that, and give yourself the opportunity to use it, as you will be blessed in the storm. He's so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's keep praising him on Solar Records Radio. I want you to just meditate just a little bit, and then we'll go on to another song. But meditate right now. Just think about it. Think about your love, and think about his love.
Can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
I'm going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me.
Guys, I just want to thank you. We got about 11 minutes left in the show, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a blessed week, and may God be with you and keep you and protect you and you and your family. And thanks for being a part, the best part of Solo Records Radio. God bless. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Good night, Greg, Astrid. Good night, Don. Good night, Phoenix. All the people work with us here at Solo Records Radio. Good night. We appreciate y'all.
Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal by heavy stone. Messiah is still and all
stretched on Jesus' face.